bad poetry. Do you have... You did not mute there.
I tried to mute, and I know. Didn't. Should I cough directly into the mic? Yeah, I'm a professional.
I'm free, it doesn't matter to me. It's my bad poetry.
Good day, and welcome to My Bad Poetry, a podcast where we take a deep dive into our poems from youth, yesteryear, even yesterday, always asking the question, why in the world did I write this? I'm Aaron.
And I'm Dave. Hey, Aaron?
Yeah?
Is your microphone plugged in?
I thought it was. Is it not working?
It sounds like it's still on your computer audio.
Oh, let me check here.
Good day, and welcome to My Bad Poetry.
Good day, and welcome to Aaron plugging in his stinking microphone.
It was plugged in.
It just wasn't through Zoom.
I think transferring from my phone confused it. Okay. Good day. Oh, gosh. That was a lovely voice crack. I'm going to start over.
Good day.
Speaking of 16-year-old me. There we go. Yeah, to go back to the Prometheus metaphor, I mean, you play with
fire. That's very good.
Yeah, you play with fire, you get burned.
Yes.
You invent...
Or at least a warm side of the pillow.
Well, yes.
Yeah. That ever search for the cool side, that's a whole different bag of
Some
feathers.
People are warm side pillow people, right? Like, that's weird.
Oh, yeah.
What is and wrong they're wrong.
Them? Yeah.
They're evil. Like, that's the definition of evil, right?
Maybe, hopefully you didn't hear my dog just snort. That was weird.
Wow, I mean, that says a lot.
Yeah, she judges as well.
It's very interesting. And then you realize you don't even have to attend lectures, which was a realization that hit me and I was like, yeah, you know, like I don't have to do that. it's like when we used to get our timetables at the beginning of the year, and I was like, I don't have any 8 o'clock lectures. They're like, aren't you doing the same courses as me? I'm like, I am. They're like, we have an 8 o'clock lecture. I'm like, you have an 8 o'clock. So I will not be attending an 8 o'clock lecture. So
good call.
Wait, just let me, why is that not loading on my document?
Oh, I still have it, so you're not getting out of this one way or the other.
Okay, just wait, let me try and load this again.
Okay.
Actually, when I sent these to my friend, she said chocolate cake is the one that I don't hate, don't dislike, so...
Oh.
I actually do not feel that bad about reading it.
We might have
a
redeemable one in the bunch here. I don't know how to... I don't have... Oh, gosh.
Well, speaking of things of beauty, would you care to end our podcast with the works of a true poet with one of your beautiful writings?
Dave, did you just take my... my segue?
Yeah, I did.
Way to go, buddy.
Wow. I would love that.
Well, let's get into... Whoa! My goodness. It is not a day for recording. My pop filter just popped off. Did you ever watch Community?
Did I watch Community?
Pop, pop!
When they steal his catchphrase and he loses all semblance of who he is as a person. Yeah. I say cool, 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 cool all the time.
Yes.
It's an act, like it happens so often that I get so excited when I realize I'm doing it because it's just so baked into who I am as a person. Cool.
Right.
Cool, 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 cool.
Yeah. And the funny thing is it shows up in both Abed from Community, but also the detective. Oh, shoot. What's Adam Sandler's, not Adam Sandler, Andy Sandberg's character in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes, it does.
It does the same thing.
You're right. Cool. But totally different energy.
Yes. His is like a nervous versus.
And Abed is just like, all right.
That's him. Yeah.
Wow, that's such a good point. This is why I love language, right? Like this right here, they are the same words and the delivery changes everything.
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 Yeah. Love my daughter. Yep. What's
up, bud? The Pixel stuff is up now.
Oh, cool.
Nice ocean scene, bud. Okay, I'm talking, buddy.
No, wait.
Oh, yes, I see what you're talking about. You can take pictures of your work. Yeah, why wasn't that up yesterday? Cool.
That's one of them.
Can you show me after?
No.
Would that be okay?
No.
I'm so sorry.
I love it. It's the best.
Is this one?
Don't trash it. You exit out.
No, can I take it? I'll just turn this off. Can you give me up?
No, I have to record, buddy. Here, do you want to watch Ada Twist?
Huh?
Do you want to watch Ada Twist, bud? Okay, say hi.
Hi.
It's so good to meet you.
Yeah.
What were you, what was that cool sound you were listening to? Were you drawing?
Oh, it's just my tablet.
Oh, that's so neat. From the library? The libraries are so cool.
Yeah.
I have a library here. Okay, bye.
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 Now, do you want it? Ada Twist. Okay, I'm going to go put her in front of a different screen. I'll be right back.
Totally good.
Okay, bye. I pointed it out as the line that sticks out at halfway through the page, but I keep coming back to this lives we only know from the movies we watched last week. And I keep thinking about, even I do this, even I'm one of those people who I see a biopic or a documentary, and then I'm just like, oh, I get it. I get what these people are going through. Oh. And then it's like, oh no. You watch one two-hour movie and you think you understand someone else's lives.
No.
So.
Oh, I get it.
I'm feeling called out by this line here is what I'm saying, Jason.
Yeah.
You have gone to the core of me.
It's doing work. Not good work, but it's doing work.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing the devil's work. Because it's not the Lord's. Yeah. I just want to know what stories were behind what eyes and what movie.
Yeah.
What movie did we...
Maybe it was Crash.
It was just... and this poem did. So
it just feels like that kind of heavy-handed movie, like Crash. Yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
I mean, I was thinking Robin Hood Men in Tights, but that's just... Oh. If you're talking heavy-handed,
I just don't think. I think this would have went a different way if it were Men in Tights.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
This one isn't doing the Men in Tights justice.
No.
I don't think it's doing the article I read justice.
Okay, just comparison time. Jar of shoe tape versus box of cords. Discuss.
Mixed with leopard slug.
Or rotting pumpkin.
It all comes down to the entropy and futility of life. Everything is garbage.
See, so that's not entropy anymore. It's not getting worse. It's just always been trash.
It's always been trash.
Right? Nothing can get worse because it's always terrible.
So was the slug at the top of the pumpkin? like directly on the top, because you describe it in the center as perches praise from the top.
Yeah, so it was on the top mostly. It was a long slug and it wasn't that big of a pumpkin, but it was, it looked like it was squelching down the side. So it was mostly on top.
Sure.
How many times do you think I could say that in this podcast before it needs like a different rating? Squelches.
I think you can squelch a couple more times in here. Yeah. Do we need a trigger warning on the beginning of this? I need to like try and contact David Attenborough to read this poem, or like to narrate just a slug. The slug stalks his prey as he slowly squelches down the pumpkin.
I need to stop you there, Dave. That is the worst Attenborough impression I have ever heard.
God, blimey! Ugly! The slug is...
Oh, man.
They should have called it Sapphire Sky instead of Blue Sky. I don't know. Sorry. I'm on my own little world here.
I need a soundboard so I can make fart noises when you make comments like that, Aaron.
I can see the whales turning and you're going to just totally write an after poem, right? You're going to attribute to me.
Oh,
after
yeah.
L.M. Cole. Yes.
The destruction of my sanity.
What color is a sapphire?
Yes. My world is shattered. Here's something that I'm going to pivot.
Yeah, please.
I think we got to, I see some Pauline theology here, Dave.
Oh.
Did you catch the Pauline theology? It's right in the heart.
I cannot say that I did.
It's right in the heart. When all earthly things fall away, love remains. Yeah. That's basically 1 Corinthians there.
Yeah, it's love is patient, love is kind.
Yeah. There, what was it? What does he say? Faith, hope, love, joy.
No, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love.
Yeah.
Which I do enjoy as a concept. You know, faith, one day your faith will be made sight. Hope, one day you will not hope, but love continues. Whatever. Yeah.
Love remains.
We have a faith, hope, and love sign in my bathroom from the previous owner. And I don't know what to do about that fact. Because it feels like Christian live, laugh, love.
It does. It does. Yeah, it's amazing how scripture can become quiche. Kitsch.
Nope. Scripture, you bake it with some eggs, and it becomes quiche.
You eat it like a scroll. Get some Ezekiel on here. Anyway.
If we're talking quiche, that's some pretty niche quiche right there.
Oh, we're
I
off the
hate
rails.
Everything about
we're
us.
We're off the rails, yeah.
Oh, wait, but no. I hate everything about it. Okay, I'm sorry. That's the last tangent I will add to that.
Yeah. This poem does really feel like a mashup of emo / a little bit of Paul there. I mean, exploration of love and when all earthly things fall away, love remains is very Paul. I mean, I'm clearly just riffing on that. So
yeah, steal from the best
and the worst at the same time. The I mean, worst. Yeah, yeah, and you get this lukewarm garbage that you just want to spit out.
Yeah.
That's a great, instead of Big Spoon, Little Spoon, it's like Backpack and Traveler. Wait, no.
Backpack and Dora. Backpack.
I don't like that.
No, I don't like that either. That's a mixing of images I do not appreciate, Dave.
I also hate Dora.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
The only reason I hate her is because I was mad at her when I was watching her. I was like, it's right behind you, bitch.
Be more observant.
Just pay attention.
That's the kind of 5-year-old I was. So that makes...
With your pot brownies.
Double fisting. Shut up, Dora.
No, sorry, that's 9 in the afternoon. Never mind.
I don't know.
I'm redact that.
I listened to Billie Eilish in high school, so yeah.
Oh wow. We are truly of a different generation.
No.
Generation Alpha. I'd have like an iPad and I'd be like, yeah.
That's true.
Well, I do have a Subway Surfers going in the bottom corner just so I can pay attention to the Zoom call. Is that not?
No, that's fine. I have intense ADHD. So I have like 3 different things.
There you go.
What is a Subway Surfer?
Oh my gosh. Aaron, get on TikTok, dude.
Should I know this?
I think. You should give him a pop brownie. So it happens.
Well, I don't quite want
to write poetry.
Yeah, I don't quite want her writing poetry like this just yet.
I'm offended.
Well, thank you so much, Jason. This has been phenomenal.
Thank you all for having me. This has been a ball. I've had a great time. If you want me to, I will show my face again.
Well, good. We will gladly have you back, honestly. Yes. Yes, this. I'm very curious as to the one that did not get shared today that might have been lost to eternity.
Dear listeners, Aaron is a real jerk sometimes.
It's just like, oh, I mean, I've shared so much of my bad poetry from this journal. I love when people share other embarrassing things. It's fun.
I mean, same. So I was so down when I saw the premise. I was like, of course.
Maintenant va écrire quelques unes de tes propres mauvaises poésies.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I nailed that. Oh, gosh, you cannot believe how good I am at things. Rhyme free does matter.